Moksha Ake Wachunk Delo. We'll see you soon and surely.
Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
WS Braves! Crashing in the G stands for green, and welcome to counties. X marks the spot, the dial to be. Creating a new dimension, WGXC.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Annie Reynolds of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Turn out on Thursday, May 29th at the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie for an evening of film, music, and sounds with proceeds benefiting WGXC. Wave Farm presents the groundbreaking generative documentary Eno in a four-screen presentation for the first time, with director Gary Huswit live rendering screen one. Musical performances by Fred Frith and Eukademix will take place as the sun sets on the rooftop stage, and Sanjiro will provide interstitial sounds throughout the evening. Tickets available at wavefarm.org/drive-in.
What a graduation!
I'll say.
But with college behind us, we'll need careers. And good ones.
What about chestnut roasting? People always need chestnuts.
Or begging. I know a place that'll saw your legs off.
Slow down, fellas. I've got a way we can keep our legs and still have a bright future.
Now you're dreaming.
Oh, am I?
Of course! Nuclear power!
It's the job of tomorrow. Today!
Really?
Well, that settles it. For all those reasons and more, let us choose an electrifying career in nuclear power.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court race, contested by Republican candidate Judge Jefferson Griffin, has finally been settled in federal district court. Associate Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner on May 5th. It took 180 days and multiple state and federal courtrooms to adjudicate Riggs' 734-vote win. Jefferson initially argued that 65,000 voters were ineligible due to voter ID and other registration issues, some of them for years before the election. Lower courts ordered an examination of 5,000 military and overseas voters, of which 1,000 were deficient of ID information and a handful identified as never having domiciled in North Carolina. Pro-voter groups argued that those voters followed state rules at the time they registered and shouldn't be penalized. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Richard Myers II said in his finding, effectuation of the North Carolina Court of Appeals and Supreme Court's orders would violate the equal protection and substantive due process rights of overseas military and civilian voters. The court further finds that discarding the votes of never residents without any process for those who may have been misclassified as ineligible voters violates procedural due process and represents an unconstitutional burden on the right to vote. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Lying in your bed, you feel pretty disgusting.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Since there's only less than 30 days for most schools in the state of Tennessee to be in service, then it would cut our after-school programs come the next year, and particularly our summer programs that augment this in-school learning and skill building.
Tanya Coates with the Tennessee Education Association says teachers are worried about President Donald Trump's threats to cut federal funds over public K-12 diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and lesson plans. In response to lawsuits, judges are at least temporarily blocking those administrative moves. Coates says DEI services help low-income students and those with disabilities go to college. As the White House is also moving to dismantle the Department of Education and shift control of its funds to the states, rural communities want Congress to reauthorize a program to support schools and roads in 700 counties. Mark Haggerty with the Center for American Progress says the bipartisan Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act was supposed to be a stopgap to help counties that lost revenue when timbering on federal land declined. But he says places like Washington State's Skamania County still need it.
The industry doesn't support local schools, sheriff's departments anymore. If you just look at the way the economy actually works, it doesn't work for rural places.
A federal judge is blocking part of a Trump executive order requiring proof of citizenship to vote or register. Non-citizen voting is already illegal for federal elections and seldom happens. A separate federal judge is blocking the White House from defunding cities which don't cooperate with federal immigration actions. That judge also issued a similar order early in the president's first term. Meanwhile, Trump is directing the Department of Justice to investigate Act Blue, the Democratic Party's main fundraising platform. The White House says the probe will look for illegal straw donations and funding by foreign individuals. According to the New York Times, this is the third time in as many weeks where Trump has used government power to target his political enemies. The Arkansas Secretary of State is being sued by the League of Women Voters over rules they call unconstitutional. The state's initiative process allows people to propose statutes or constitutional amendments, then collect signatures to get them on the ballot. But attorney David Couch says lawmakers have acted in contradiction to that.
When you have a right to do that under your state constitution, the federal constitution protects that right. They're free speech rights. The United States Supreme Court has said the right to petition is core political speech, and you can't impose any laws to restrict it unless there's legitimate purpose.
Florida State University students joined survivors of past mass shootings at the state capitol this week, demanding Governor Ron DeSantis veto a bill that would lower the gun purchasing age to 18. The protest follows last week's shooting at the school's student union, the 79th mass shooting this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Kane Strickland was working on an engineering lab project when alerts flashed across his phone. He spoke moments after the campus-wide lockdown was lifted.
Campus has always been a safe place, so to see this happen is crazy. I mean, you always hear about it happening somewhere else or other schools or, you know, but you never really think it's going to happen here.
FSU had a separate mass shooting a decade ago. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Why do I think of quitting smoking?
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2023, global ocean temperatures hit record highs and then remained high for more than 400 days. Chris Merchant of the University of Reading in the UK says El Niño, a natural climate pattern, was just one contributing factor.
Another important factor was that the warming of the oceans over the long run has been accelerating.
When Earth receives energy from the sun, some of it is reflected and escapes back to space. But in recent decades, changes in clouds have made the Earth less reflective, and people have been adding more carbon pollution to the atmosphere. That carbon pollution traps heat like a blanket, so even less escapes back to space, and more accumulates in the oceans. As a result, the oceans are warming increasingly quickly, which is a worrisome trend.
Now, if the recent observed behavior were to carry forward for the next decade or so, the concern is that this would drive rates of temperature rise at the high end of what's been expected from climate models. And that might mean that some of the changes we're thinking about in terms of climate change are coming down the track toward us a little bit faster than we might have been expecting.
So he says it's important that the world act quickly to transition away from fossil fuels. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy that took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
If the sins are gone, we're awake and all.
If the sins are gone, we're not.